This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Tom Brady was on Joel Klatt's podcast. Joel Klatt, former Colorado quarterback, who's now the lead college football analyst for Fox. And Tom Brady had this to say. The things that were just normal for him to do,
yeah,
common sense for Brady to do in becoming the great quarterback that he is. Does C.J. Stroud, take a listen, does C.J. Stroud have these things in him?
So I just don't think as a quarterback you go and you punch the clock. I did my job. You know, I threw for 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I mean, I used to do game plans.
Sure.
I used to walk in there and say, these are the things we're doing. Okay, I used to do my own walkthroughs. I used to go, all right, guys, I don't give a f- if coaches want to come. We're doing our walkthrough.
Right.
We're going to come up with our own signals because this is what I need to be on the field to be successful.
Okay.
This is really interesting. For one, I've enjoyed it. Brady's been kind of a grumpy old man since he retired.
Yes.
He does. He talks a lot about the kids these days and the way they operate and everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple things. For one, I think sometimes Brady frames it almost as quarterbacks these days don't do the things that I did, where I don't think he realizes, like, no, you were above and beyond compared to your peers as well. You don't have to
make how many people were doing any of these things?
You don't have to make it a generational thing. Yeah. But the other thing there, too, is everything that he said right there, it's all about whether you're actually winning or whether you're losing. Because in a different context, a quarterback, think about how quickly you could spin a quarterback pushing the personnel people to get the people that you want.
I jotted down the four things.
Yeah.
Okay, one of them, the first one he mentioned was helping the defense in the offseason.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's a normal thing.
Well, I think this team operates that way.
I do too. I think the three that really jumped out there, pushing the personnel department
right.
to do things, game planning, like walking in and saying, this is going to be the game plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then doing your own walkthroughs, like, hey, guys.
Right.
Especially in the way he framed it, doing your own walkthroughs, I think, is cool. It's extra work you're doing. The way he framed it, where he said, I don't care what the coaches
right.
want us to be walking through. We're going to come up with our own signals.
This is what we need to do, right.
We're going to
yeah.
come up with our own signals,
he said. That's been used against Aaron Rodgers
mm-hmm.
and his hand signals and everything.
Had the whole article about it.
Yeah, so yeah. a lot of it just flat out comes down to,
are you winning rings?
The other thing with Tom Brady, too, is
do you have
right,
six rings?
Now, doing your own walkthroughs, like Brady was doing that with the backup wide receivers when he was a rookie. He was going in and coming in on the off day and working with guys and everything.
Yeah.
Everything that he said right there, I think that CJ, as well as many other quarterbacks in the league, are kind of wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that everything that Tom Brady described right there is the way that Tom Brady was operating in his second or third year in the NFL.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the personnel side of everything, too, or telling the coaches, no, this is what my game plan is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'm guessing he transitioned into. We should talk to, we've talked to Caserio about this, about how Tom Brady in year 12 was a much different guy than Tom Brady when he won his first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of what he says there, 100% I agree with, but there's also a matter of, establishing yourself in A, and then especially actually knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When it comes time to, you know, wanting to put your own tweaks into the offense and everything, the difference between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers is that Tom Brady did all the extra stuff that made Tom Brady qualified to do that.
Sure.
Where with Brady, like with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, it almost seemed like Aaron Rodgers is going to do what he wanted to do, and it, but not necessarily with the same amount of backbreaking work behind it.
Yep.
So that's, you know, from the outside looking in, based on anonymous reports and everything. So it's, I 100% agree with him, but I also think sometimes Hall of Famers don't quite understand how special they are. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't understand necessarily that the way they operated wasn't the normal. It might not be the normal thing way guys operate now, but it also wasn't the normal way guys operated then.
Yeah. Of the three things that we just listed, because the helping the defense part is whatever.
Well, that's part of it. D'Amico's instilled that culture in these guys. D'Amico was like that as a player, really swapping notes with the other side of the ball to really learn and help each other and also help yourself by learning about the other
that's
side of the ball.
That's why there's zero polarizing about that. Yeah. Of the other three things, pushing the personnel department, walking in and saying, here's the game plan, guys, or conducting your own walkthroughs to the extent that you now have your own set of signals for each other
we're
that's
not doing
independent
what,
of the coach.
And saying we're not doing what the coaches say we're doing.
What's the one you most need to be Tom Brady in order to pull off?
Oh, that I think the last part, like being dismissive of the coaches themselves.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to be Tom Brady.
Pushing the personnel department can be something like you run into them in the hallway and you're just talking about trade. Or personnel departments, once you get to be the level of player Brady, is they might consult with Brady about
right,
certain
right.
Things.
That's where I wonder too.
I mean, like, might be more collaborative.
You know, and he's speaking extemporaneously there. Maybe pushing might not have been the best word, but like working with the personnel department to say this is the kind of guy I need and what I like, and you know, we need this on the team to help the offense be better. I think it's I 100% think all of that is awesome as long as you got the right guy doing it. If Zach Wilson's doing all that crap, no. I don't want Zach Wilson doing that crap. But it's also something you have to grow into. And I think that CJ now it's interesting because CJ it's almost you get a sense sometimes from the veteran players talking about CJ like it's like CJ almost doesn't understand like how impressive he is in some regards. And where CJ tries to be you know, respectful and be a guy that understands that he's a younger guy, where some of the veterans will say, like, no, man, you can be that guy right now in terms of being the hard-handed ruler or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. We've seen that the last couple of years. CJ really, like, he gets on guys when practice isn't going well.
Yeah.
He'll call them up in a huddle when things aren't going well. I don't have any worries about that at all. But I kind of respect that he also understands there's a dynamic of the real credibility as a quarterback leader comes when you accomplish great things.
Yes,
and it's not an either or type of situation. You kind of got to grow into that role.
Yep.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, Dan Orlovsky put out his top 10 quarterbacks in each of the categories. Mm-hmm. He does this every year. Arm strength, ball placement, mechanics, decision making with the football, pocket presence, rushing ability, second reaction ability, he calls it, is the seventh category. C.J. Stroud finished in the top 10 in two of these seven categories.
Orlovsky's a Stroud lover.
He loves Stroud. He does.
Yeah.
He finished in the top 10 in two, didn't finish in the top 10 in any of the five others. The two he finished in the top 10, mechanics, he was sixth, and pocket presence, he was fourth.
Hmm.
Of the other, this is my question to you, Seth. Of the other five, and I'll read them again, which are you most surprised C.J. Stroud is not considered by Dan Orlovsky a top 10 quarterback? Arm strength, ball placement, decision-making with the ball, pocket presence, second reaction ability.
I think ball placement's the one that I'm probably most surprised by. But
he's a BPS.
Yeah, ball placement specialist. But I think part of that might be, as everybody else in the national media is doing right now, they've kind of hit the pause button on evaluating C.J. Stroud because it was such a murky situation last year. C.J., by and large, still had some really impressive throws in terms of ball placement, but he had more errant throws than you're expecting, and some wildly errant throws, and some of them came late in the season, yeah, in the more high-profile games.
Yep.
So I think that might have affected him. I would still put him in the top 10 for ball placement.
I would too. Especially looking at
who got 10th. Geno Smith got 10th in ball placement.
That's
over
weird, right?
C.J. Stroud.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's that. And not that I've watched every snap of Geno Smith.
But yeah.
I've watched every snap of C.J. Stroud. Just reputation alone, I thought he would be, you know, at the back end of the top 10 at least.
I think pocket presence is an interesting one with Jaden Daniels because he actually did a really good job against the blitz and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe Orlovsky's giving Cliff Kingsbury's offense more credit for that than Jaden Daniels himself.
He's 10th in that, yeah.
Orlovsky's good at really getting people angry about his QB rankings and everything, and he did a master class in this.
He did.
Because you have seven different categories. Every single fan base is going to be upset about one of these things.
It's funny because I was about to ask you if you wanted to see C.J. Stroud move into the top 10 in one of the ones he's not top 10 in.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them that, like, if you're not in them now, you won't. Like arm strength. If you're not there now, I don't think his arm's going to get stronger.
Right, and it's also
ninth in arm strength.
And arm strength usually isn't arm strength is cool, but more times than not, the guys with the really big arms also have wild issues elsewhere, like with accuracy or whatever. You know, Josh Allen's an exception in that. Now,
yeah,
Josh Allen had to work
one.
At it, yeah.
Yeah.
But most people know that, okay, having a strong arm is probably about like 10th or 11th on the list of things that you care about when it comes to a quarterback. You got to have an arm that's strong enough.
To wit, the bottom, the 8, 9, and 10 in arm strength are Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr., and Jordan Love. I'd rather have C.J. Stroud than all three of those guys.
Yeah,
you know?
So. I think the one that I'd like him to see improve the most in, and this is more to do about the offense around him, is the pocket presence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pocket presence last year, it's harder and harder. It becomes a vicious circle of not trusting your protection, and then how, like, over time and within the course of games, you could kind of see CJ's willingness to stand there degrade as he got hit about all of his internal organs, throughout the first three quarters.
Yep.
So it takes two to tango on that one. So I would say pocket presence, I'd like him to be very highly rated in that because they figure out everything else around him. I think he has it in him and he's capable of doing it. It's just that last year it's like trying to be a sharpshooter on a raft in the ocean. It's just too much instability there.
Yep. Nick Caley met with the media yesterday. Let's hear from Nick Caley in the next segment on the he called plays up in the booth for the first game. He's going to do it on the sidelines for this game. Where are we with the offensive line? And what are the expectations for one particular Houston Texan at a key position that just returned to practice this week? We'll have that for you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.